All right, we're back with another module with Patrick on extending Service Manager. For those of you who really want to tweak and customize Service Manager, right?
Nice. So this is my favorite topic now.
Okay.
So let's just start out with discussing what can be customized.
There we go. Service Manager. Yeah.
So looking at it from a high level, our service manager consists of a user interface, data models contained in the CMDB. We have the workflows that drives the product internally, also does automation externally. And we have reports. If we divide those the product into those four areas, every single one is customizable. So if we start with looking at the console, which makes up the UI, or the bigger part of the UI, you could do things like create views, which basically filters out objects from the CMDB. You can group those into folders. You could create your own views, new folders. You could actually create new view types. So standard is that you have this table with information. You could actually go and create whatever you would like. So any way you would like to present data, it's possible to do, because you can use Visual Studio to create new view types. You could actually have those registered using a management pack and display the data whichever way you want.
You mentioned Visual Studio. For me, as an IT pro guy, that raises the red flag of, oh no, there's, you mean developers involved.
Don't be so scared.
Yes. So I'm assuming, though, that a lot of the customizations can happen within, you know, with just kind of wizard and clicks. Some of it, of course, if you want to get into dev, yeah, you probably can do that, right?
Right. So creating a new view is as simple as following a wizard inside of the console. The same thing with folders. Same thing with templates. You create those as a standard task inside the console. And you can create groups and queues, which can be used to limit the access to objects. So certain roles can have access to certain configuration items or certain work items, etc.
Okay.
You can create custom console tasks, which can execute some kind of command or something like that. You can do that directly inside of the console if you want to, like a simple command line. Or if you want to get fancy, you could actually create a console task using Visual Studio.
There's all kinds of options, yes. All right.
So, and then you have your notification templates, which are used to notify users when something's going on inside of the product. An analyst gets assigned to an incident, he receives an email. Or a reviewer is part of a review activity. That review activity becomes in progress, so we have a template that describes what piece of information from that review activity should be sent out to the reviewer. All these kinds of objects you can create and customize within the console, or from, if you want to go fancy and advanced, you can use Visual Studio. Okay, so the data model. You can create new definitions of object types. So if you want to, let's say you want to store cars in your CMDB, which I'm actually going to show you quite soon, you can define a new model for cars. You could say which properties should this car model have, like it has a license plate number, it has a make and a model.
Okay.
Those are properties. You could define new relationship types. So I have an owner, maybe I have a driver as well, could be different persons.
Okay.
And you can have relations to maybe work items as well. So you're in a car accident, you have an incident, maybe. Then there's this thing called type projections, which is a way to surface information about several related objects. So that is used to drive data to the forms inside of Service Manager. If you don't want to get into that, you don't have to, but it's there, and it's if you're going to go advanced, you need to learn that part. Okay, so let's just get right into a demo of how you could create a new data model, and we're going to use one of the tools that are available for doing this, and we're going to do that with the Service Manager authoring tool.
So we're going to create a new data model for cars, right?
Correct.
If you want to store a bunch of cars in your Service Manager database, this is you've come to the right place. You're watching the right demo.
Why not?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay, so this is the authoring tool. You're able to do things like create new data model, which we're just about to do. You can create new simple forms. And you could actually create workflows that go ahead and automate things using the internal workflow engine of Service Manager. So all these parts are available to you inside of this tool. As I mentioned earlier, if you're going really advanced, you could use Visual Studio, and there's this add-on to Visual Studio called the Visual Studio Authoring Extensions, which actually makes it a bit easier to do things like following the principles that are required to being able to import that extensions into Service Manager. So it sort of makes sure that what you're doing in Visual Studio fulfills the requirements of the product. So it's a...
And that's an extension to Visual Studio that you'd install.
Correct,
okay.
Correct. But let's take a look at this creating a new data model. So first of all, I need a new management pack to store my data model in. So I'm going to go ahead and call this just MMS data model
for cars.
Demo. For cars, let's call it like that. Okay, so we have our management pack, and we immediately get classes, forms, and workflows nodes. This is actually, I mean, a management pack, it is basically XML, but we don't want to deal with that. So we use this tool to get a graphical representation of this instead. Mm-hmm. So these are different nodes inside of the XML. If I want to create a new class, I right-click the classes node and I select the base class. So you need to have a base class that lives inside of the data model of Service Manager. Mm-hmm. And a car would be a configuration item. So I choose the create a new configuration item class. Let's call that MMS car, which is an internal name. So I click create, and I immediately get a representation of my new class in this navigation window on the top left side. Now I'm able to give that class a display name, so I change that to car. And then I'm going to look at the different properties that I have in this class. So when I've given the class my new display name, I can look at the different properties here. And I can see that we have a property underscore 4 that is actually automatically added to the class. Since I created a new class of type configuration item, I need something to be the key of this type of objects. So either I could rename that, or I could just remove that and create a new property. Let's call that demo license plate.
Oh. It's okay.
It's
we
okay.
Won't, we,
let's go for
we
that.
Won't, yeah,
I'm
we
from
won't
Sweden,
worry about the
right?
Correcting. Yeah.
So let's sort that and get our demo license plate property of type string. That's fine. Let's mark that as a key in our class. So on the left-hand side, I have details. So when I select this property, I can mark that as a key. You see the nice key shows up there.
And what does the key do?
So that is the... That tells us, or tells Service Manager, that the value of demo license plate property is what identifies this specific car.
Okay.
So when
I
you
see.
Create...
It's the unique identifier, essentially.
Correct. Correct. It is. So I'm going to create a couple of more properties. I'm going to do demo make. I want to have that as a list property. So let's change the data type to list, like that. Then I'm prompted to select which kind of list do you want to tie to this property. So I actually want to create a new list. I want to have that as a demo make enumeration.
I don't think you're going to find a predefined list of cars in there. In
your,
so that's why we're creating our own custom list here.
So let's call that car make. So this display name is what will show up in the Service Manager console. So I've created that. I have that selected down here. I click OK. So that is now related to that property.
And we'd want to fill in that list, right?
Correct. We want to fill that in. But that is something that we do in the Service Manager console after importing this management pack.
Ah, okay.
So I'm going to go ahead now and save this. I'm going to go ahead and seal this management pack. Now, this is getting into depth now, and we don't have that much time. But it's basically taking a certificate and branding our management pack with that to make sure it's consistent, to make sure that we are in control of what is happening with this.
And nobody's tampered with it. Yep.
Correct.
Makes
sense. So let's just save that MP to our authoring directory. Let's pick a strong name key, which is basically a certificate. Let's call that litware. And let's go ahead and seal this.
I'd have to do tab.
Yeah, let's do that. Super. So that's sealed now. If we look in our folder, we now have a file called mmsdatamodeldemocars.mp. And we actually have the XML representation of that as well. So now we can go ahead and import that MP into Service Manager. So let's go for our .mp file. There we go. This is the one we want to import. So when that gets imported, we are now able to represent cars in our CMDB from a data layer perspective. But we don't have a way to view cars in the console, right? And we don't have those that make list populated either. So the first thing we're going to do is go over to library, lists, and find our make.
I see it right there, yeah.
Enumeration list, right? Let's add a couple. First, we need to select where to store these values. So that is a new management pack. Let's create, for convenience, create an MMS demo.configuration management pack. So this is, again, an XML file where we store our values. So let's just have a make of Ford and a make of BMW. Let's just keep it like that. So now we have two values in our list, but we still don't have a way to view our cars in the CMDB. Mm-hmm. So let's head over to the configuration items workspace. And since I'm an administrator, I'm actually allowed to customize this part of the console. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new folder. So cars will be the name of that folder. I have the option to select where to store that. I select my new MP. So now we have a new folder.
So there's kind of a, it seems like there's two places you're saving stuff to here. Well, there was the management pack for your custom definition, and then as you're going through here, you're having to continue to specify where that's stored. Is this two files, multiple files? What's the best practice here?
So basically, everything that is related to a data model, like clauses, relationships, etc., should go into a sealed management pack.
Okay.
Because you want to keep that consistent. You want to have total control of how that is changed, if you need to change it.
Kind of like in an Active Directory schema, right? You probably want to have the template of the data the same.
Correct.
Seal that. And then after that, if part is putting data in, we're also calling it a management pack for the values and the data.
Yeah, so there's actually... the other part that we did here, where we actually created a new MP inside of the console, that is, again, an XML file, but we don't seal that one.
Yeah.
That one we see as a configuration store, and that could actually change quite often compared to the first one where we had the data model. Then when we have that data model, we have our configuration like lists, folders, views, etc. We want to create instances of cars. So we want to register a specific car in the CMDB. So that that makes use of the schema, which is our MPs. So actually, when you import the MPs, that is transferred to a database schema.
Yep.
Now, when you create the car, you use that schema to know how to represent a car or represent a car in the database. But when you actually create that car, you're creating rows in the database.
Yep.
So what we're going to do now is actually to create a view also that we will, again, store in the unsealed management pack, because this is something that could change quite often. So let's just keep it unsealed. It's an XML file. Now, the nice thing about the MPs is that you can take this from a development environment, go to a test environment, and go to production environment. Mm-hmm. So it's a portable way of transferring changes, right? So let's create this view called all cars. We could give it a nice description to let people know what they're actually looking at. And then after choosing the MP, which is defaulted to our new MP, we can define a criteria. So what do we want to show in this view? Well, we want to have cars. So we're going to go to all basics class, basic classes, and then search for our car class. And there it is. So then we can define a criteria. Do we only want to see BMW cars in this view, or do we want to see all cars? That is this next section. And then we can choose what to display on each row in this view. So let's just choose our new license plate and make value. Then we're good to go. So I'll click OK, and we'll end up with a new view. So when I click that, I will see all cars in the CMDB, and there's none.
There's none yet, yep.
So in the authoring tool, I could have given these properties a nice display name, and that would have shown up here. Now, since I have a view listing cars, I actually get this console task for free, which makes it possible to create new instances of our car class. So I'm actually able to get a form rendered without having specified, like, how do I want to display this data on a new form. So if I haven't done that part, I get an automatically rendered form. So this is called the generic form in Service Manager. It knows that the license plate property is actually the key property of this clause, so that is required. So I'm going to go ahead with the Swedish format of license plates here. And then I choose a make, so let's go for a BMW.
Which happens to be a similar form to the United States, too.
Oh, yeah. It is. Nice.
Yes. Yeah. BMW, yep. That's, you know, for your executives, for you, like yourself, you got to have a nice ride, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. So let's just mention these other properties that you're seeing here. So since this is an automatically rendered form, it actually also shows some of the inherited properties. So when we chosen that configuration item base clause for our new car clause, what we actually did was to get some properties for free, which are defined in the configuration item clause, and actually clauses higher up in a hierarchy. So that's why we're seeing the display name, we're seeing a configuration item asset status, and notes. So these are actually part of the configuration item clause definition in the database.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've given this new car these two values, and we just click OK. And let's just refresh that view. And we have actually stored data about a car in the CMDB.
There we go. And now we have a new configuration item that you can do different tasks on, depending on whatever your scenario is.
So basically, as long as you store a data model in a sealed management pack, which you always should do, that will also transfer to the data warehouse, and you're able to do reporting on that immediately.
So the as long as you start with the sealed management pack to create a new management pack, which we did, that allows us to customize, then you should be good, or more of like best practice kind of thing.
So the part of dividing things between the sealed and unsealed, that is a best practice.
That's a best practice
thing.
Yeah.
But what do you want to do with the data model part? So like the new definition of a clause, our car. If you don't seal that MP where you have described this clause, that part of the CMDB, like the schema that you have in the CMDB, will not be reflected in the data warehouse. So you will not be able to do reporting on our cars if that MP isn't sealed, because MPs are transferred from the CMDB to the data warehouse through a process that I'm sure it's going to be described in another module, actually, by Sean.
Yeah, reporting in data warehouse.
Yeah. So if you seal the MP, you will be able to do reporting on that type of objects as well.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. All right. Well, thanks so much for giving us like a little nugget of customization. I could see how we could dive deep here, but you know, for the purpose of this course, we definitely want to, you know, get you a little bit of base information, which for now you can kind of go this far, but exactly. That's still really useful, right? Even just what you've done here gives you kind of a core foundation to create some base configuration items.
Exactly. So, yeah. I just want to add one thing, which is very important. Like what we did now was to create a new object type in the CMDB. You would also be able to use the authoring tool to extend existing clauses. Like if you want to add a new property to, so you're able to have a new property going into the problem form, you could actually say, I want to extend the problem clause. And then you could go in and customize the form, the problem form, and you could actually have a representation of that value on the form. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's another scenario.
Obviously, you know, when you had the first slide in the module, there was a lot of things we can customize. In this particular case, we're just creating a new data class. You don't have to go through the customization, the authoring tool like you had for all the other things.
Correct.
This is diving deeper into custom, you know, classes and everything.
Yeah,
very cool. All right. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thank you. Yeah.